New York Governor Andrew Cuomo gave on Monday what he said is the first of four State of the State speeches. Karen DeWitt reports he prioritized the COVID-19 pandemic in yesterday's comments.
Cuomo gave his speech from the War Room in the state capitol, an ornate lobby with murals memorializing New York's military battles. He says the number one priority in 2021 is fighting and defeating a disease that has sickened over a million New Yorkers and killed over 39,000.
The War Room is fitting because we are at war, a war that began early last year when we were ambushed by the COVID virus, and a war that continues today.
Cuomo says he will also focus on turning around what he says is a short-term economic crisis caused by pandemic-related shutdowns and planning for an economic resurgence. The governor says he's also focusing on getting the limited supply of vaccines out faster. So far, the rollout has been uneven. Registration for New Yorkers over the age of 75, who are included in the next group eligible for the vaccine, began at 8 a.m. Monday. The governor says he's working with Cornell University and Northwell Health to form what he calls a new public health corps to help speed up vaccinations.
We will hire 1,000 health corps fellows who agree to serve for 1 year.
Cuomo blames the federal government for not getting enough vaccines to the state more quickly. Cuomo said he's been more hopeful that President-elect Joe Biden, once he's inaugurated, and the newly Democratic-led Congress will provide aid to help New York close its $15 billion deficit. The governor says if federal help doesn't come before the state budget is due in April, he'll have to take extraordinary and negative measures, including cutting school aid by 20% and making deep health cuts in the midst of a pandemic. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.